thank you so much, and welcome back to the show.
Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, 940 on a Tuesday. We check in with our friends at SailSportTalk.com, and co-hosting the segment with me, as usual, is Karen Lyle. Karen, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm talking to you from my boat, so if the connection's a little bit scratchy, you might know why. But I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area, so we're local. And today, we have a guest who's the Vice Commodore Richard Powell of the Royal Thames Yacht Club. And it's the 250th anniversary for the Royal Thames Yacht Club. So they just finished Cowes Week and the 250th Regatta. And I thought it would be great to connect San Francisco and London.
All right, well, let's bring him in. We're quite happy to have him. Richard Powell, as Karen mentioned, is Vice Commodore of the Royal Thames Yacht Club. It is their 250th anniversary. Richard, welcome to the show. And you're Vice Commodore because there is no higher rank since King Charles III is the patron. Is that right?
Well, sort of. And first of all, welcome from a very hot and sunny London, which is pretty unusual. yeah, traditionally at our club, we've had members of the royal family fulfilling the roles of patron, admiral, and commodore. But in the last few years, as you're probably aware, things in the royal family have changed dramatically. So from a situation where we had the Duke of Edinburgh as patron, Prince Wales as he was then, now the King as admiral, and Prince Andrew as our commodore, we're now in a different situation. Mm-hmm. So the King is our patron, and I'm Vice Commodore, and because normally we have royals filling the Commodore and Admiral role, so that's something we're going to sort out.
Well, Richard, you know, the Cowes Week just finished, and this was a very special Cowes Week because it was the 250th anniversary of our club, and I am just very anxious to hear more about what happened at Cowes Week this time. And if you could tell our audience, because we have people listening from 168 countries, and we also broadcast to the American Forces Network, so there's people on boats in seas all over the world who will listen with great interest in the news about Cowes Week.
Well, two things. Hi, Karen. The Cowes Week really isn't a Thames event. We help run the event. But for our 250th anniversary, we had a regatta, 250th anniversary regatta that was in June with over 250 boats appropriately, including national championships and so on and so forth. Everything from the Class Zero Admiral's Cup boats through to the J70s, over 45 J70s and so on. So we had a fantastic regatta then at the end of June to celebrate our 250th year. Cowes Week's just finished, you're quite right, which again was a great event. Over 400 boats, 450 boats, a lot of wind, and a lot of fun. Cowes Week, you probably remember, Karen, is as tough off the water as it is on the water.
Oh, yes, that's true. It's very true.
I remember the old saying, why did Queen Victoria never ride a horse? Because she preferred cows. And let me ask you, Richard, because as a World War I buff, I always heard that when her grandson, Kaiser Wilhelm, went to Cowes, he wore the wrong shoes and everyone laughed at him. And some people think that that might have been the reason World War I started, not the assassination of the Archduke Ferdinand in Sarajevo. Do we know about the fashion faux pas with the Kaiser at Cowes?
Yeah, I'm not an expert on that, Rick, I'm afraid. I'm sure you're more sartorially in touch than I am.
Okay, fine.
Richard, you also are a sailor, and you sent me a great picture of yourself at the helm of your boat that yep. I put up on the SailSportTalk.com website. But tell me about that particular picture and what you were doing and where you were sailing at that moment.
Sure. I think was a regatta, again, in the Solent. I've got a first 40 carbon, and we race a lot. So we do all of the Rourke, or a lot of the Rourke races. For those not familiar with that, that's over to France normally, but it includes, of course, the Fastnet race. So sadly, on Easter Monday, I snapped my quadricep ligament. So it meant that I can't do any racing, sailing this year. But I let the crew take her on the Fastnet race this year, and they did very well. So we do a lot of racing inshore in the Solent, something called the Performance 40 Series, which, as the name suggests, is for 40-footers, racing boats. Very, very competitive, great fun, good attitude, again, good fun once you get into the dock, and the Rock Series. That's what we mainly do.
I think a lot of Americans, too, don't know too much about the Isle of Wight. And from my time in England, I think a lot of English people don't either. It's a fascinating place with a lot of history, you know, from the Norman conquest, the Battle of Britain, and on and on. But is it kind of a hidden little secret, even to your own countrymen?
Well, for sailors, it certainly isn't. You've got the Solent there, which is possibly the finest bit of water for sailing in, for racing in, anywhere in the world, because of all the tides and sandbanks and so on and so forth. The Admiral's Cup has also just finished. We had the Sail GP there 3 weeks ago, and so it goes on. But the Isle of Wight itself, as you say, is very historic. I agree. I don't think even in the UK a lot of people know about the Isle of Wight. Very beautiful. It's like going back 30 or 40 years. So that's good and bad. If you live there all the time, some people say it's a bit bad, but for visitors, it's a wonderful place to go.
Well, I know that Sir Keith Mills, at least I saw in the newsletter for the Royal Thames Yacht Club, that he was involved in some of the planning for the 250th and all the different events happening this year. And I don't know if you know this, but he bought Vivica, his one of the current boats that he's racing, from the Bay Area. And during the pandemic, it was just being finished from 3 or 4 years of restoration of that beautiful teak wood, 70-foot schooner or something like that. And I wondered, was he up in Cowes with that boat? I know he intended to take it on the circuit.
Sure. He brought it up the Mediterranean from the Med up to the Solent for the 250th anniversary regatta, and then subsequently for Cowes Classic Week. And we had a pageant down the River Thames as well, which he was desperately keen to have Vivica involved in. So, he brought it up to the Med. It's, as you say, it's the most beautiful yacht, fast as well, that he bought in America. And I think all the restoration was done over there, wasn't it, Karen?
Yes, it was. In fact, he wasn't able to come out for the first sail because of the pandemic lockdowns. And Sir Robin Knox Johnson introduced me to him, and he gave me the privilege of being able to sail on Vivica when she was first out of restoration. And we brought an African drummer, and we had crew that I had seen in Malta when I was there at the Middle Sea race there. And so it was quite an international gathering on the boat, and he was celebrating from afar but just pining to be on the boat.
Yeah, he's a great man. He's chairman of the 250th committee, so he's very, very much responsible for the many, many events we've had through the year, and still have the big ball coming at the beginning of December, which will be for about 1,500 people in London. So we're very grateful to him. And as you say, Vivica is a very, very beautiful boat.
The closest I've been to that area, I was in Southampton and some other places in Hampshire. But you talked about the Solent, and with the Isle of Wight, basically, I mean, one of the reasons Portsmouth and Southampton are great ports is because it's almost like a water break. Is that why the Solent is such a great place? Because it is just does not have the crazy tides that the rest of the channel has?
You're right. It's not Cascade by any means. So it's the Isle of Wight protects the Solent from the big seas, from the English Channel, and I suppose ultimately to the west of the Atlantic. And yet you've got the tides running through there. And as I said, the various sandbanks and so on, it's just such a complex place to sail. And all those teams that came from around the world for the Admiral's Cup in the last couple of months just thought it was the best place they'd sailed. It was wonderful. It's protected water, but so complicated and so many different facets that you have to know about to sail it well.
Well, and we just had an affiliation with a yacht club there in Cowes that we now share some responsibilities for. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. The Royal London, since the 1880s, Lord Paget felt that the Royal London and the Royal Thames should merge. Well, we haven't done that, whatever that is, 150 years later, but we've come to an agreement with them to work together. And what it does, I suppose, is give the London more members. We have over 2,000 members. For the Thames, it gives us a base down in the Solent from which we can run regattas. And the intention is to run world championships, European championships, of course, national championships, out of that base, which is a very historic building with its own little dock in front. So we're very excited about the prospects there. It's a good thing. Otherwise, we're landlocked because our clubhouse is in Knightsbridge. But for people who know it, that's mm-hmm. very close to Harrods, mm-hmm. just opposite Harvey Nichols. So not the most obvious place for a yacht club.
Yeah, down Regent Street. We've been speaking with Richard Powell, Vice Commodore of the Royal Thames Yacht Club, which is 1 year older than the United States of America. Richard.
You youngsters.
Thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
It's a huge pleasure.
Thank you so much, Richard.
Thank you, Karen. Enjoy your sailing.
And I'll see you soon in London.
All right, Karen. Thank you for that. Good guest. And where are you, by the way? Are you going by the brothers and sisters in San Pablo Bay?
No, I'm in South. I'm over by Alameda by Bolina Isle, Marina, somewhere. Yeah, I brought my boat over here a couple of days ago because they're dredging the Berkeley Marina and they wanted to. The harbor master says, oh, we'll move your boat for you somewhere else in the marina. I'm going, no, you're not touching my boat. I'm moving my boat where I want to put it.
All right. SailSportTalk.com, also known as You're Not Touching My Boat. Karen Lyle, thanks for coming on.
Thanks. We'll see you next week.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.